It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Adam Johnson's The Orphan Master's Son won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction this year. Here's WPSU's Kate Lau Schaffner with her review.
I wonder about North Korea every now and then, mostly when I hear bizarre stories about it in the news. The country is a mystery to me, as it is to most of the world. What exactly goes on across the DMZ? Adam Johnson gives his guess in his riveting, haunting, sometimes funny, but mostly heartbreaking book, The Orphan Master's Son. The protagonist's name is Jun Do, a fitting Korean version of the name we use to refer to unidentifiable men. There are two parts in the novel. The first is Jun Do's unlikely backstory, his childhood in an orphanage, his stint as a kidnapper for the government, his nights working on a fishing boat. The second half intersects Jun Do's story with that of Commissioner Ga, a government higher-up whose life and wife become inextricably tied to Jun. As the story unfolds through clever pacing and anachronistic storytelling, we're given a glimpse of what North Korea might be like for the peasants, the privileged, the defectors, and even the late dear leader Kim Jong-il himself. This book is the paradox. It's hopeful and hopeless at the same time. I was moved to tears by the depiction of love and sacrifice while also recoiling, sometimes literally, from the sheer bleakness of humanity. While reading, I was eager to find out what happened next, and yet I found myself having to take breaks to gather courage before reading on. The author, Adam Johnson, became obsessed with the mysterious nation after stumbling upon a North Korean defector's account of his time in a gulag. Johnson actually visited Pyongyang on a highly controlled tour. In interviews, he says he could only gather so much information about North Korean life, but felt he could confidently fill in the blanks. He casually uses similes like sleepy as a rubella baby. In another part of the book, Jun Do imagines a different future for the orphans from his childhood. It was as if, instead of starving at 9 or falling to factory accidents at 11, they'd all lived into their 20s and 30s like normal men. Johnson says parts of the novel, such as character backstories, are based on historical fact, and some of the craziest examples of propaganda are lifted verbatim from North Korean news reports. Knowing the research that went into the novel haunts me. Part of the second half of the story is narrated by an interrogator. He is unquestioningly loyal to Dear Leader, not seeing the brutality of his job. But soon after he encounters Commander Ga, cracks appear in his previously blind allegiance. You begin to wonder, which is better? Keeping your head down and swallowing the propaganda that promises all is well, or having to figure out how to live on or die once you know the truth? And how should I move on after reading a heartbreaking book I know is not entirely fiction?
That book is The Orphan Master's Son by Adam Johnson, published by Random House. Johnson teaches creative writing at Stanford University. Our reviewer, Kate Lau Schaffner, is an associate producer at WPSU-FM. She lives in State College. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. On WPSU, I'm Emily Reddy.